This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
At 7:47, an investigation into problems with Duval County Public Schools' biggest transportation company, Student Transportation of America, which carries about 95,000 kids to and from school every day. Action News Jax investigator Emily Turner is here with a report on the company's claim that it's running on time.
In an on-camera interview, a VP with Student Transportation of America told me the company is 90% or better on time. But when I asked for the data to back that up twice, the company couldn't provide it. So we pulled the records and we talked to an expert about how reliable that number and their timing really is.
So far this year, we're operating at 90% on time, north of 90% on time.
But whether it's parents,
this morning was 45 minutes late,
or students,
what about the kids that can't get to school?
Even the district's own bus delay website all paint a very different picture. I asked, but Student Transportation of America told me they can't provide the data to back up its self-reported rate. But records we pulled from the district show STA has been charged more than $100,000 by DCPS for untimely service just this year.
You said you operate at what percent on time?
90%.
How is that even possible?
When we couldn't get answers from STA, we asked Richard Carr, a transportation expert. He has more than 40 years in the industry as a private contractor and a special agent for the Motor Carrier Safety Administration. He says a reasonable range for on-time rates would be more like 75 to 85% on time.
For an industry that's facing the shortage of drivers, and that's short 50 drivers, does 90% seem like it's really attainable?
No, it doesn't. With a shortage of drivers, I would just find that difficult to accept.
As a frame of reference, we checked, and JTA's on-time rate is 78%. I also asked our surrounding school districts' on-time rates as a comparison. Unlike Duval, though, Clay, Nassau, and St. John's counties all run their own buses rather than contracting a company.
And we're working to get those on-time rates to you, but of course it's a holiday week, so that's going to take some time. We did put in, though, for an interview request with the district to delve further into these details, these issues, and more. We are working on a time to sit down and make that happen.
And we will stay on top of that development as the story lingers, and Action News Jax investigator Emily Turner certainly is going to follow up with us early next week.